Welcome to Nomad on the Trail. Glad to have you here. And in episode number, I guess this is number 4, we're going to talk about my started and failed Appalachian Trail thru-hike. So sit back, relax, and let me tell you all about it. I suppose it all started in February of 2020. The pandemic wasn't raging yet. There was still a raging orange idiot in the White House. And I turned to my wife and said, I want to hike the Appalachian Trail. All of it? She asked. Yep, Georgia to Maine. At that time, I didn't realize what it was I was committing to. I was soon to find out. Over the ensuing months, I planned and acquired equipment to complete this epic adventure. I set my start date for March 24th, 2021 at Springer Mountain in Georgia. Springer is the southern terminus of the Appalachian Trail, and I would be hiking northbound, or NOBO, 2,193.1 miles from Springer Mountain to Mount Katahdin, Maine. On March 22nd, 2021, my wife and I arrived at Amicalola Falls Lodge. The lodge is a traditional starting point for thru-hikers, and the approach trail is down at the bottom of the hill from the lodge. I would not be hiking the approach trail because it's not an official part of the trail, and I couldn't see adding more unnecessary miles. I would, however, get my picture taken at the archway at the start of the approach trail. This is a long-standing tradition, and I didn't want to pass it up. So I got my photo taken, and on the morning of March 24th, I drove up to Springer Mountain parking lot. I ate no breakfast because I was so overwhelmed with stress and anxiety that I couldn't have possibly eaten. My pack was too fucking heavy at 41 pounds. I'm too damn out of shape. I can't. I won't. Yada, yada, yada. At around 8:30 a.m., my wife and I parked in the parking lot of Springer Mountain. There was a thick fog, and we could barely see across the parking lot. I very nearly told my wife that I was going to call it and just go home now. I managed to get through that, and my wife pulled away at approximately 9 a.m. That was it. I was alone. I didn't even have much cell service, so calling her back probably wasn't going to happen. I managed to get my very badly overweight pack on and started up Springer. 1 mile up, no big deal. Apparently adding 41 pounds to your pack makes it a big deal. Also, when that 41 pounds is poorly packed and poorly balanced, the deal starts to grow to mammoth proportions. I made it to the top at a snail's pace and got the obligatory photo. I feel like the aforementioned photo doesn't sufficiently portray the sheer exhaustion I was feeling. I turned from here to look at the apparently flat trail that lay ahead, and part of me sang out in joy. Two young ladies were my only companions atop the mountain, and the taller of the two asked if I would like my photo taken with the first blaze. I couldn't bring myself to tell her that to do so would involve walking all the way over there, and I was pretty sure I'd die on the trip. I asked if they were thru-hikers, and the taller one said that she had already thru-hiked a couple of years earlier, but she was there to see her friend off. She said she would be leaving after Springer, and her friend would be going on to Thru-Hike. I congratulated her friend and they turned to leave. Back down the mountain. They turned to go back down the mountain. I asked the young lady, why was she going that way? I thought she was Thru-Hiking. To which she responded that yes, she was Thru-Hiking. And in order to do so, you have to go back down the mountain and continue on the Appalachian Trail. This news was delivered so kindly and gently that I could barely notice the "what the fuck is wrong with this old bastard" in it. Down the mountain I started. Outside of the fact that I lost my balance at one point and nearly face-planted on a boulder, the trip down was better than the trip up. Make no mistake, I was near death upon my return to the Springer parking lot, but it wasn't quite as bad as going up. I dropped my pack right as it... I dropped my pack as if it were made of molten lava. The relief of the weight, pure splendor, and sat on the ground hard. Pulling out my cell phone, I noticed that I had a very minimal signal. I called my wife and she was well on her way home, which was about a 4.5 hour ride. I filled her in on everything to that point and managed somehow to not beg her to come back and pick me up. Like, literally, pick me up. I could not get off the ground at that moment. I more lost signal than disconnected the call. I pulled out a small baggie of trail mix and started mindlessly munching. I'm pretty sure I got about 3 peanuts and an M&M down before stress-induced nausea kicked in, and I put the baggie away. Once again, I managed to get my pack on and started northbound on the Appalachian Trail. The first little bit of the trail was flat and straight, and I was loving life. The stress was falling away, the anxiety vanishing. Funny how it can all come flooding back with one simple incline and a water crossing. The water crossing came first. I had no clue that I would be coming to a water crossing so early on, and it threw me. I looked around and couldn't find a white blaze for the life of me. Had I really wandered off the trail so early on? Pulling out my phone, I pulled up the GutHooks app. According to GutHooks, I was right where I should be. But where were the blazes? Finally, I decided to trust GutHook and proceeded forward across that small stream. Not 50 feet beyond the other side of the stream, a white blaze glowed in the developing sunlight. Panic diverted for now. And that's it for now, folks, but look forward to part 2 in the days ahead of what I like to call my false start, my Appalachian Trail fail. Part 2 will be coming up.